About 4 hours before Paul the Porcupine started reading Jesus' letter to the raccoons, Sally the Squirrel had reached her home in the southeastern part of the woods and had called all the squirrels in the area together. She was very excited about finally getting to open her envelope and learn what Jesus wanted her and the other squirrels to do. As all the other squirrels sat on the branches in the surrounding trees, on her own branch, Sally got so excited that she balanced herself with her tail, leaned herself backwards, and began doing the limbo under another low-lying branch. Finally, she pulled herself together and spoke.
"So good to see everyone!"
she exclaimed excitedly, waving her envelope about wildly as she spoke.
"Yes, so good indeed! Everyone, I have very exciting news! I have just come from a meeting up at the Great Oak. While there, I received an envelope with a letter in it. Jesus told me to bring the letter back here and read it out loud to all of you.
Hooray!"
All the other squirrels cheered when they heard the news. Sally the squirrel then opened the envelope and pulled out the letter. When she did so, the Holy Spirit came upon her and she began to read the letter boldly.
"Dear squirrels, first, I want to say that I love you very much. I also love my entire family in the Western Woods. And it is for that reason that I, Jesus, have a very important
job for you to do. Oh, my precious ones, the day of the Lord is at hand. Very soon I will return and remove every wicked and unclean thing from the earth. I will set up my kingdom from Zion and will make all wrong things right. Ruling with me at my side will be a radiant bride made up of my disciples from every nation, tribe, and tongue. However, if my bride is going to rule with me in glory, in this age, she must first become like me through suffering and fire. Suffering produces character, and character produces hope. For those who lose their life in this age will receive it back when their hope is finally realized at my appearing. My beloved ones, my family in the Western Woods is not yet ready to reign over the earth. However, I am not giving up on my bride, and because of that, I must discipline my sons and daughters to get them on the narrow path and prepare them to rule faithfully at my side in my coming kingdom. Dear squirrels, in but a few days I am going to send fire to the Western Woods. Through the flames I will burn up the false images that my animals have created, so that I can then build them back up into my own image and likeness. When they are stripped bare, they will finally see their true condition and acknowledge their need for me. Brought low and humbled, they will flee to the Great Oak for refuge, and there, just as I have torn them to pieces, so too I will heal them. Though they have nothing to offer me in return, I will stretch out my hand and feed them freely. I am the head of the church, and I will do this work. Therefore, little squirrels, before the fire comes, I want you to gather as many nuts and berries as possible and take these supplies to the Great Oak. As for all the food you've already stored up here over the years, take that as well, for the time has come for me to use it for my glory. Once all the food has been transferred to the Great Oak, I want you to prepare a feast.
This job I am giving you, dear squirrels, work at it day and night. And give yourselves no rest. The fire is only days away, and this work is very important to me. Love, Jesus."
When Sally the squirrel finished reading the letter, the squirrels stood to their feet with very serious looks on their faces. In an instant, this group of light-hearted squirrels had become an army of the most committed workers the Western Woods had ever seen. Sally prayed and asked God to give them grace and strength for the task. As soon as the Amen came, thousands and thousands of squirrels suddenly took off, scurrying about their assignment like racehorses coming out of a stall at the Kentucky Derby. There was much work to be done, and there was no time to lose.